What's this muck of land right around here in this spot?
Well, it's most of them are farming rice now and maize. Mm-hmm. There used to be quite a bit of cotton, but cotton is just about a thing of the past in this part of the country. Most of the cotton farmers are going to maize.
What is maize exactly?
It's a milo maize, a small grain that makes in a head on top of a old plant that grows that high, sort of a cane looking plant. And it's milo's is the real name for it. Most people locally call it maize.
What's it? Is it for feed?
Uh-huh. And they use a lot of it in the breweries, I understand, make beer.
Like hops?
No, it's a grain that you use to make the beer. I don't know, I understand they sell the world of it to the brewery.
If you don't mind, what's it for type of fences do people have around their land?
Mostly barbed wire and around the pasture land.
How would you set up a barbed wire fence?
Well, you just go and dig post holes and put a post every 12 or 15 feet and stretch this wire around it and staple it to the post.
Staple it to all of it?
Most of them be a four wire fence. They'd be, those strands of wire would be about that far apart.
And they'd be stapled to all of them?
Every post.
What about an old-fashioned kind of fence, you know?
I've seen those. I don't remember any of them being around here. We had picket fences, most of the people around our yards, a long time ago.
How would the picket fence be built?
It was just sort of woven wire with these pickets stuck in it, about that far apart.
What did you call the one that would go in and out like this? Do you remember the name?
No, I don't. That was rail fence.
Uh-huh.
Rail fence, I believe they called it.
And what would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I've never seen it around here. I've seen some old ones out where we hunt out in that area.
What were they called?
Rock fence. I don't know, really. I'm not too familiar with them. There wasn't any rock in this country. They couldn't build them down here without hauling it in from somewhere.
You're talking about setting down to each post. Talking about several of those would be several.
Post holes?
Or what would the plural of post be?
The what?
The plural of post. You say several.
Posts?
Okay. What would you carry water in?
Bucket.
What was that made out of?
Metal is real galvanized metal.
Would you still call it a bucket if it's made out of cedar or some kind of wood?
No, wooden bucket.
What would you carry food to the hogs in?
Slop bucket.
And you'd empty it from the slop bucket into the
hog trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you say you had three or four
troughs.
And what would you fry eggs in?
Skillet. A fry pan, frying pan.
What's the difference?
Same thing.
Are they made out of the same material?
Yeah.
Did you ever see one with little legs on it that you use in the fireplace?
Oh, yeah. Dutch oven.
Did you ever see one cook
with them? Oh, yeah. They're like biscuits. They put the biscuits and put this cover on top, and you have fire underneath, they put coals on top. They call them Dutch ovens. You can cook meat in them. But most of them use for making biscuits.
If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you put them in a
vase.
What if you wanted to grow the flowers in the house?
Well, they'd just be in a pot.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you give everybody a
knife and fork
and
spoon.